You can pre-order it if you would like on Bandcamp and Ampwall. Head over to themarsh.ca for more information about that, or sirmusrecords.ca. They go to the same place. I hope you'll check it out. I'm very proud of the Bat and the Hellebore as an album, and I would love to see other people love it too, I guess. And the Megafauna record comes out in September. You'll hear more about that as the months go on, I am sure. Oh, that, honestly, folks, that beginning segment took a lot out of me, which feels so, it feels lazy of me to say, but it did. Like, she is awful, and talking about awful people is exhausting. So, yeah. So, in terms of what else I've been up to, if you're curious to know, I've spent the last week playing a slightly modded ROM of Pokemon Fire Red. I've been having a really good time with that. I've been trying out some new games. I tried out Absalom last night, or the night before, doesn't matter. I tried out Absalom the other day. I liked it a lot. And I've been playing Exit 8 for the last couple days, which, if you don't know, is like a, it's like a anomaly finding game. You walk through the same hallway over and over again, trying to escape, and you look for weird stuff. And if you see weird stuff, you run away. It's a pretty straightforward premise, but, I can't tell how I feel about it. And it's interesting to me that these, like, horror games are so popular right now, because I feel like, you know, the whole walking simulator thing was so looked down on for so long, and now there's these games that really can't be called much else, right? Like, it's a, you walk the same hallway over and over again and try and spot creepy things, but those are really popular. And I just think that's interesting, the way that we kind of come back to things, or whatever. Anyway, that's been a good, it's really been it games wise lately. All right, we'll talk about some books when I get back, but first up, this is Burned as Witches with Hold Your Nerve on Syrup Moose Radio.
Yeah.
Burned as Witches, Hold Your Nerve on Syrup Moose Radio. What's going on, folks? Let's talk about books. Some of the books that I have read since we talked about books last, which apparently, looking at my list, is three books. I think, anyway, finished March 25th. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. All right, so the first one here, I read Diary of a Haunting by M. Verano, which is fine. Everything the Darkness Eats by Eric LaRocca. Not my favorite from LaRocca, but I thought was pretty enjoyable all the same. Something I noticed in reading some of the reviews for that one is something I've seen in a few other books as well, particularly Hidden Pictures and Tell Me I'm Worthless. And in Everything the Darkness Eats as well. There's a lot of reviews that seem to equate a book or a story having homophobia or transphobia in it as the same as the book being homophobic or transphobic. And I wonder about that. And, you know, look, I'm not maybe the person who should, who can say one way or another whether this is correct or not. But, you know, especially in terms of like Eric LaRocca and, I've forgotten the book of the author of Tell Me I'm Worthless. But, you know, these are stories written by queer folks dealing with, they're horror stories written by queer folks. So I wonder if it's maybe a misunderstanding of how folks cope. But I don't know. Again, I don't know. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. The author of Tell Me I'm Worthless, by the way, is Alison Rumfitt. And, you know, the books are challenging, don't get me wrong, but I don't know that that exclusively makes them the thing that they're writing about. I don't know. I'm not a literary reviewer. But it does seem like there is some missing nuance in a lot of conversations about books, especially particularly dark ones. And what's interesting, too, is that these, you know, there's so much overlap in horror with the like splatterpunk and extreme horror where people don't seem to have those same problems. And I wonder why that is. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just important to really consider what you're reading, and you know, a little media literacy goes a long way, and I think that's a skill that people are kind of losing. I also finally finished Incidents Around the House. I picked it up last year and read half of it and then had to send it back to the library and finally got around to picking it up and finishing the end. I enjoyed it. I find the perspective of the little kid kind of irritating. As for folks who don't know, it is a story told, a story of a haunting told from the perspective of a kid. And it's got some genuinely scary moments, but the perspective is sort of irritating sometimes. Yeah. And then I've recently started My Heart is a Chainsaw, which I, again, read the first little bit of and had to put back in the library. So I'm trying to pick up these lost, these loose threads of my reading this year. Yeah, I believe It's the last episode before my wife's birthday on April 6th. So I want to shout her out and say happy birthday to my wonderful wife, Melissa. And if you are cool, send her birthday wishes to me. All right, we're going to listen to a new one from an artist I'm not familiar with, but as somebody who makes experimental music in Canada, I feel like I'm like slacking for not knowing who this is. This is Angine de Poitrine. They are extraordinarily bizarre. This is a song called Fabianque. And I'm sure I got pronunciation on all four. I got D probably right, but D. Anyway, here it is. This is Fabianque. We'll be back with some goodbyes and the end of the show. Thanks for sticking with me. And enjoy. The truly bizarre Fabienne by Angine de Poitrine on Syrup Mousse Radio. This is it. This is the end. I'm going to do all the things I do before I go, and then you're going to get to hear two more songs instead of more of me talking. So isn't that exciting? First up, I have got some live shows to promote. May 8th, 2026 with Funner at Bulkley Valley Brewing. May 30th, 2026, Funner and Megafauna are hosting a drone day show in Hazleton, BC. Midsummer Music Festival in July. I will be there. I'm very excited to announce that. I can't remember. I don't think I said that last week. Anyway, I will be at Midsummer Music Festival on the Soundscape stage. And that's very exciting. I'm very much looking forward to it. There is something in April that I can't share yet, but will share very soon, probably on the next episode. But just make sure you go to themarsh.ca/live to see all the live shows that I'm doing. Syrup Mousse Radio is available 6 frickin' days a week. And also just whenever you want. So let's go through the broadcast schedule, shall we? Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby. Tuesday at 9 p.m. on 93.9 FM CICK. That is my my prime day, hook day. That is the where it all begins. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on 88.7 FM CFUR. Fridays at 8 p.m. Universal Time on Untidy Radio. That's untidyradio.com. For Saturdays at 1 a.m. on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. On Sunday at midnight on 88.3 FM CKXU with a replay on Sunday at 9 p.m. on 93.9 FM CICK. I'm all over the place, folks. Thursdays, I do not have a station. So if you want to hear me in your town, tell your local station that they should syndicate my show. If you want to be in touch, we can be in touch in so many ways. The easiest way, of course, is to just send me an email, syrupmoosterecords@gmail.com. You can send music, you can send stories, you can send thoughts and feelings and complaints. Well, don't send me complaints. I don't want to know. You can also find everything that I do over at themarsh.ca. That is my hub site. If you go there and subscribe to my newsletter, I would be deeply grateful. If that's not your jam, that's also okay. I am on Instagram, themarsh.ca. That's dot spelled out. Facebook, themarsh.ca. Again, YouTube, there is a themarsh.ca. There is a Syrup Mousse Records. Those two channels both exist. You can go check them out. If you want to support me financially for some reason, you can do so by going to ko-fi.com/themarsh. You can also join our Telegram channel and get updates directly to your phone. All of these are over on themarsh.ca/contact. If you want to just check out other stuff that I like, you can follow me at Old Cryptid on Storygraph, Letterboxd, or Album of the Year. I'm very easy to connect with if you want to connect with me. Seeing here if there is any other news I could share. Yes, there is actually. One-Eyed Ancestor is returning to Syrup Mousse Records, which is very exciting. They did the release of their previous two albums with me on Syrup Mousse, and their third album, Etches, is going to come out in May, which makes the number of releases for Syrup Mousse this year 13. Cool and Evil, 13. Which is very exciting to me, and it's going to be coming out in May at the end of the month, along with the Venereal album, The Power That When Wielded Corrupts. Those two will come out both in May. I think they're both different enough that we can have you can buy them both, or we can have like a 50 Cent Kanye West style battle over which one will be the most popular. Who knows what it will be. And then also I announced the new Megafauna album that comes out in September. That's what's going on, folks. Oh, by the way, I did see this morning there is a new Kanye West album. Don't listen to it. The dude sucks, and his apology was weak at best. So there we go. What else? I'm working on something very cool for October with the folks over at Shift Control Music. Can't talk about it. Live show in April. Can't talk about it. So, yeah. Make sure that you check out the Grum Trencher album that I'm putting out in April. I'm, again, very proud of it. I hope you'll check it out. And, you know, be kind. It's easy. It's free. And we forget that sometimes, I think. Still, we forget that. And it's exhausting. The world is a nightmare. I recently read something about Donald Trump saying, oh, we're going to end the war in Iran that we just started. And Iran went, I don't think that's how that's going to go. So, stuff's bad. And the world is terrifying. So just make sure that you're doing things that contribute to your community and to your environment in a meaningful and positive way. I think that's the best we can do sometimes is think, what is it? Think globally, act locally, right? Think about the way that you are engaging with the world, but do things in your local community that create a positive, or at least try to create a positive. It's not always easy to do. Sometimes it's really hard, but we kind of don't have a choice right now. So, all right, folks, we are going to end on two songs. I've got Still Suffer by Terror and Samurai Pizza Cats with T-Rex Explosion. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a genuine pleasure, as always. I will be back next week. Maybe I'll just do a mixtape next week because I'm pooped. Anyway, enjoy. Come back next week. Go to themarsh.ca. Do nice things for yourself. Goodbye.
Get in the ring now. I find my triad. awesome. That's really awesome.